that podcast has no, or pod, start that again. I can edit this.
It's a good thing you know who the editor is.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It really is. Anyway, so Potty Mouths, there are no rules because it's Potty Mouths. So why are you saying, oh, there are rules now?
The rules are, there are no rules.
There are no rules. So the reason that came up, folks, is because I forced upon John tonight something we haven't done at all this year, and that is a Potty Mouths happy hour. Chin, chin, ding. Ding. And I said, I'm not drinking until we start the podcast. And John was in the process of going, and he's like, oh, I didn't know there were rules.
That's terrible. So, that's
there are no rules on Potty Mouths.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Thank
you. Ah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yours is gin, isn't it?
No, it's vodka.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have gin in the house. We only have vodka right now.
Gin on your breath.
Nope. It's pure vodka. It's vodka and zero vermouth.
Ah, mine too. And that's apparently why I made the same thing. But there's just a little bit of olive juice in there.
Oh, see, I didn't even put olive juice in there.
I didn't either. But there's still a little bit of residual olive juice in there. Don't mess with me.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Can we add what brand? What brand?
I have Sky.
Okay. Had the worst hangover of my life on Sky Vodka one time.
Really? Just one time?
One weekend. Well, that's when I stopped drinking Sky Vodka. Yeah. Holy crap. I don't know what it was because I had had it before, but it was one weekend at Lisa's, I think at her grandma's house.
Wow.
And it was the worst. And no throwing up or anything like that. Just, oh my gosh, just please shoot me. That was the mantra for the
maybe John, we should open up an advertising agency specifically for, we'll call it the advertising agency specifically for catchphrases. Okay. And then we'll have Sky, for example, as one of the clients. Sky Vodka, worst hangover ever. Or Sky Vodka, just shoot me.
Hey, do you ever wonder why we don't have Sky as a sponsor?
I was going to say, they're not a sponsor, unfortunately. They should be.
Well, they should be until we start spouting stuff like that. Letting them in on our new marketing campaigns.
Well, guys, we haven't even pitched that, so please keep it to yourselves. I hope this doesn't get out.
Bring that up.
Don't. No.
Yeah, please.
It's kind of like Fight Club.
Wait with that. And we've talked about my marketing plan for the state of Missouri, right? The Missouri Loves Company. They have not contacted us and offered to sponsor either.
No, it's so strange. Tennessee hasn't either, but that was probably because I said their catchphrase, instead of being the volunteer state, should be the "we do everything last" state. Last in the nation. Oh, Tennessee, last in the nation. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so since we're talking about states, let's go a little impromptu here and let me ask you to tell our viewers and listeners what you sent me on Instagram today.
Okay, so we're going off script. I love it when we go because
normally
script.
I'm word for word on script. I mean, I'm right. The prompter here. I'm going to need to move the prompter out of the way. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, hold on. I've got my computer decided to freak out on me. Don't show this to me again. Okay. Here we go. What did I send you? What did I send you?
Potius interruptus. You disappeared.
So, John, did you see my name on the, I missed pretty much everything, John. There's a blip on my, there must be a blip on my internet, probably Peyton, because she did say, I want to watch TV. And I said, I'm podcasting, no YouTube. Anyway, my name, folks, right now, we always name our little windows so we know who each other, who our names are for that day. So yes. What to call each other. And mine is, this is why I drink. Yeah. And John put 72 and sunny.
72 and sunny.
Yeah. So back to your Instagram thing.
Well, yes, you sent me a meme.
Yep, the duck, duck, gray duck.
Correct. So why don't you talk about that? It's from Sweden, or that's apparently where it originated.
I learned that today, so I don't know if that's 100% true, but the it was an Instagram post from Minnesota Memes. It's one of my favorite Instagram posters, and it was all about Duck Duck Gray Duck, which everywhere else, all other 49 states say Duck Duck Goose, but in Minnesota it was Duck Duck Gray Duck. I always grew up with it, Duck Duck Gray Duck. It was a big transition for me. Yeah, it was a big transition for me when everyone was saying Duck Duck Goose. I knew what they were talking about, but I'm like, what? It's Duck Duck Gray Duck.
So here's the visual, if I can show it. I don't know if it's legible or not.
Seeing it. It's kind of, you kind of see. Yeah, let me, yours might be visible. Let me pull up mine because I know mine's visible. That's fine.
Well, let me, if I may,
just mine's an apple.
So the listeners and viewers can tell. It says, considering the game comes from Sweden, where it's called Anka Anka Gra Anka or Anka Anka Gratanka, which literally translates to Duck Duck Gray Duck. It's just means Minnesota is the only one doing it right. Mm-hmm. My reply said, yeah, but it's a lot faster to say goose than gray duck. So that's where Sotans get left behind. Swedes too.
So anyway, you're not wrong necessarily.
Damn right.
But you're wrong. So really the way the game is supposed to be played, if you would have read into it further, isn't supposed to be going around
life.
Right. You go around the circle going duck, 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 duck.
Which everyone's played.
Duck, 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 goose. Well, in Minnesota or in Sweden, when the game is played, it's blue duck, red duck, yellow duck, and you go on.
That's not what it said.
Yeah, read into it more.
You're just making crap up.
No,
it's read into it more. Anka gra anka.
Right, but in Minnesota, when it's played, you're not just saying duck, 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 gray duck. You're saying duck, red duck, blue duck, green duck, and that way it's not an unlimited duck, 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 and you confuse people.
I'd say that people are getting dramatically confused right now just listening to you describe people do in Minnesota.
But it is potty mouths, so I wouldn't expect anyone not to be confused when they listen to us.
Or want them to be.
Right.
Hey, it's funny, speaking of that, Bill, our friend Bill sent me, I think it was just a comment on, after having listened to the podcast last week, that he said he can't listen to potty mouths while he's walking anymore. He gets him in trouble or something like that. Maybe that's what I interpreted, but I'm hoping he listens at the gym or someplace anyway. I'm confident he does, because he knew to comment on it when we said, oh, Bill, he's listening and walking and laughing and people are, he said he can't do it anymore. So I don't know if it's a tripping hazard or
he's saying he can't listen to us anymore. Maybe that's,
or maybe he just can't and he's breaking up with us.
Right. Maybe that was the nice way of saying it. I can't.
He's been doing some really good posts too.
He really has. If you guys have a chance. Yeah, me too. If you guys have a chance, check out Vehicle Nanny, vehiclenanny.com. And Bill has been posting some incredible articles, as well as some really interesting articles, specifically lately about electrified vehicles. The last one I saw on Instagram was a post about electrified minis, Mini Coopers. And I thought that was interesting. Go ahead. Yep.
I was just going to say, it's not just, you know, like late model minis. It's
right.
And
it's
not read his article, sadly, but it's classics. And that Mini is actually doing that in retrofitting.
Right. Yes.
Those motors. And that's a very cool thing.
That was the part was very cool. Cause I know of companies that retrofit like 911s, Porsches, and also Range Rovers and things like that. But they're all third-party companies that are doing that. I think, I don't know if it's not necessarily the first time, because I think Bill actually talked to us about Chevrolet doing that with one of its old Blazers.
Yeah.
I think
that's right.
K-12 it was Blazer.
K-5
Blazer. K-12 is a ski hill, I think. We're watching too much Olympics.
A ski hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
K-12 is just like 22,000 feet. It's a little ski hill.
It's a little one. Exactly. Hey, you know, I'm just, my ego is so big, everything is small to me.
We know that.
That said, yeah, Mini, I think, is doing it themselves, which is fascinating. Oh, and speaking of electrified vehicles, so I meant to tell you earlier, I have a story. My new Jeep is, it only has a little over 500 miles now. Okay. And by the way, I still on the first tank of gas. So that's pretty impressive. At 500 miles, or it's almost 600 miles, actually. It's almost 600 miles, and I'm still on the first tank of gas.
Cool.
That said, I decided to finally go get it fixed. With it, it needed some, it needed its tires balanced because it's like around 65. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's what you do with young Jeep.
I do not. Is you go want get it neutered. Sleeping around with Wagoneers.
Right. Well, actually, it was spayed because I do consider it a girl. It's. Sorry, it just is. You know, Fjord is a she.
Sorry.
Anywho, I took her to get fixed, and there's about 65 miles an hour. There's a noticeable vibration, so I knew it was probably balance, and that's what both the dealer I bought it from and the dealer I went to, because they're two different dealers. They both said the same thing. First off, I called the dealer I went to. And said, tried to make an appointment. And he said, oh, for that, you don't need an appointment. We do that in our express lane. Just come on in. So I did. I went in about a week. It was a week later, which was this week. And I went in and pulled up and explained to the service writer, hey, I've got this. And he's like, do you have an appointment? I'm like, no, I was told I didn't need
really?
One. And he's like, oh, yeah, we need one for that. Okay. He said, well, it's going to be about a 3-hour wait. And I'm like, well, that's fine. I just happened to know the general manager and the internet manager there because they're friends of mine. They worked at a different store with me back when I was in retail. Mm. So I'm like, no worries. I'm just here. I'm going to go talk to my buddies. You know, where's the sales tower? And all of a sudden, it happened much quicker. Things got done much faster when I mentioned that. It's just amazing. But wow. Anyway, so... I went up and I talked to my buddies. I name dropped. Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. I have no problem with that. So I went into the tower and I talked to my buddies for a while and they came up and said, okay, it's all done. Of course, with the lease I have and the vehicle I have, there was no cost to get it all done. And I get in and I drive away. And as I'm driving, I get to about 35 miles an hour and I hear click, 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 click. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. So I pull over and I look under the Jeep. I look everywhere and I can't see anything. And so I turn around and drive back, click, 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 click. And I pull into the driving and I explain to him what's going on. It takes a few minutes for them to kind of figure out what they want to do. And then they take it back and I go and I work for a little while.
You need an appointment for that.
I need an appointment for that. Exactly. 15, 20 minutes later, they pull it back out and said, oh, it was just the balancing tab. We had put it in the wrong place and it was rubbing up against, I think the caliper or something like that. I'm like, okay, that's weird, but okay. You fixed it. Fine. And I leave and I get back on the freeway and hit about 65 miles an hour. And granted, I know where it was and what speed it was at when I felt it. And it was 10 times better. I mean, it was barely noticeable, but okay. I still noticed the vibration at 65 miles an hour. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Forget about it. It's not as bad as it was. I can live with it. Next time I get my oil changed, I'll get the tires rotated and balanced. And you know,
how was it at 90 miles an hour? Did it go away?
Oh, it's just fine. No, once you hit 70, it's fine. And 70 up to about 100 is good. Okay, different good. Things click when that happens.
Yeah. I would say, that's called hurtling out of control.
Exactly. I'm driving down the road. Everything's good. And, you know, I've complained about people moving from California to Nashville. And trust me, I love Californians. I really do. It's not a true complaint. It's more of a jokey complaint. But someone from California with bags on top of their car and full up decided that they didn't want to get behind this or be behind the semi anymore and decided to cut me off going down the freeway at 80 miles an hour. As soon as they came into my lane, they hit a pothole and threw a rock into my window. And now I've got a cracked windshield.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, this is just my day. This is a great day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to attempt to fix the windshield myself this time. I bought one of those little repair kits. I'm going to do it myself. I mean, if it doesn't work, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? I'll go get the windshield replaced, you know?
Yes, that's what those the companies that make that epoxy want you to say. What's the worst that can happen? That's actually their byline. What's the worst that could happen?
That we should hire that ad agency.
I think we should. It's spiders, but it's like an actual spider. It's like black fingers in front of your face that you can't you can't see out the window anymore. That's super. What's the worst thing? That would probably be it.
Yeah, I used to actually, our dealership used to sell the midsize trucks to a company here that had that as their logo. They were probably familiar with it. It's probably a national company, but yeah. Oh,
they had the spider?
Yeah, big Black Widow spider. That's what they did for their graphics on all the trucks.
Oh, really? I did not. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that company. Interesting.
Okay.
Although I don't buy the little injectable things either, so
Well, this is a...
That was the actual replacement company, you're saying?
No. The company that I'm referring to. I'm on a different story now, John. I'm way off. I'm talking about an extermination company.
How the hell did that happen? Oh, okay, that's fine.
Half a drink. Well, that's what happened.
That's funny because I saw the one that was a glass replacement company, and they had a cockroach as their logo. And
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just means the glass, you can't kill the glass.
Did not know when
it'll live forever.
I made the move to do a pest control.
I'm sorry I didn't explain it.
No, that
better.
Was awesome. This is why I drank. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I look at your name on the screen.
Yeah. I think most people drink that listen to this podcast.
I think
mainly because of this podcast.
Yes. That's probably why Bill can't do it while we're walking.
Right. It's kind of hard to walk when he's drunk. Right.
Bill's his drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not hard. It's just Uncle Billy on It's a Wonderful Life. He was fine.
Yeah. 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 I don't know where to go with that.
Yes, you do. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, Uncle I do. Billy. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. My wild Irish rose. I'm all right. Wow. I'm all right.
So, yes. John, and then I'm going to let John talk a little bit more because I feel like, as usual, I'm taking over the podcast. But
you have a lighter.
There is a show on.
Did you get a free crack pipe? Is that why you have the lighter in your hand?
You know, it's every time I've got a lighter sitting here. It's so I don't play with my phone. I've got my lighter. I've got a knife right here. You know, I just sit there and play with things. I just need to have something in my hand. My leg is going a mile a minute too.
I guess it could be worse.
It could be. I have a joke for you, but first let me finish my other right. story.
Yeah, the other one.
Yeah, the first one. It's not a story. It's more of a question. Have you on Netflix? I think it's on Netflix. I'm 90% sure it's on Netflix. It could be on Hulu, but there is a new show out, and it has his name just completely vanished from my head when I was trying to say it. He was on Saturday Night Live. He's been in several shows. He was married to Amy Poehler at one point. They're no longer married. Anyway, he's got a new show, and it's a pseudo comedy drama with improv. So what he plays a specific character, and he's senior detective something Seattle, Terry Seattle, senior detective Terry Seattle.
Okay.
And he's just a mess. I mean, absolutely just, a very Pink Panther-esque type.
Ah, yep.
Except the Americanized version. And what they do is they bring on stars and use their real name. So like they had Sharon Stone on for one of the ones we just watched, and she was playing Sharon Stone, and she was a murder investigation trainee or murder
Will
detective
Arnett.
Trainee.
Will Arnett.
Yes. Gotcha. Yep. This show is so funny. And the last one we watched, it was, what is his name? It's a very famous Asian guy. He actually, before he became an actor and comedian, he was a physician.
Oh, well, that's Ken. What's his name? He was in The Hangover.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So he was in the last one that we watched. And there was one, this is what reminded me of it. There was one character who was an Irishman. And so they had to, Will Arnett started doing a pretty good Irish accent, but then made Ken do an Irish accent too. And he couldn't do it without cracking up, because during the whole show, they are not scripted. So the guest is not scripted. They have to improv with whatever Will Arnett or whatever the other characters are doing. And in the process, they have to figure out who the murderer is. So there's three suspects. And at the end of the show, they have to tell the chief of police who they think the murderer is. And that tells them whether they're right or they get fired.
Ken,
it's a pretty
Jung. It's Ken Jung or Ken Jung.
Ken Jung. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, he's, I love him.
He's hilarious. He is
really funny. That's awesome.
So I would highly recommend that show. It was really.
What is the name of it? Did you say it?
shit. Hold on. If you wouldn't have asked me, I could have told you right off the bat.
Cut it out.
Peyton actually likes it. It's very not appropriate, but even Peyton likes it. Hold on. Will Arnett.
I'm finding the actors for you by your description, and
Murderville. It's Murderville.
Murderville. Okay. You know there are our listeners and loyal viewers who are screaming right now.
Oh, absolutely.
At YouTube or screaming at their phones as they're listening.
Yeah. So here's some of the
It's Murderville, you dummies.
Right. So here's some of the actors that we've seen so far, and some that are coming up. Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
Love her. Kumail Nanjiani, I can never pronounce his last name. Sharon Stone, Ken Jeong, Marshawn Lynch, Conan O'Brien, and Allison Becker. And Ian Gomez, John Ennis. No, those are people that are in it all the time. I think. Awesome. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Very so cool. Actually, I'm sorry. It's just the ones that I saw. I've seen Conan. I've seen Marshawn Lynch. I've seen Ken Jeong, Sharon Stone, Kumail, and Annie Murphy.
So, excellent.
It's a fun show. I would highly recommend it if you get a chance to see it.
Murderville. Okay.
Murderville.
I like it.
Yeah, I think you will. I really do. I think everyone will. And then we can have a podcast all about it.
It'll be better than that'd be great. Because the other day I was watching that show. I just lost it.
But does anyone expect any more from me?
No, really? What's for us? I am the same way. We are simpatico, my friend.
Yeah. I honestly, sometimes my anxiety brain goes, maybe I'm getting early onset Alzheimer's. Maybe that's the problem. And then I realize, no, I've always been like this. It's always been like this. I have never been able to, I can remember someone's face for my entire life. I cannot remember their name.
So if you think about it though, and this is the part that saves me from that thinking that, I mean, I will get all the bad things that my 93-year-old mother has, and that would be, which is very few for a 93-year-old wonderful woman who lives at home, just in case she's listening. But Mom, truly, she is so sharp, and her whole family is always, I mean, elderly and so sharp, into their 90s, most of them, and quick, and you just can't get things past them, so... Well, that is, I love that
you definitely got that too, because you are one of the fastest people I know. You're so quick. I mean, that's definitely one of the reasons I enjoy talking with you, is because the zingers, even the ones that I miss, which I've known to have a lot of things go over the top of my head. That's just me, but well, you excel in that.
I was not. I was not saying it for a prop, but thank you for that.
Oh, I know you were fishing for it, but I'm happy to say.
I wish Nick would say something about how quick I am.
Right.
I wish he'd say something.
I wish Nick would say something nice about John.
I wonder if he has Alzheimer's.
He might, early onset.
However, she does have macular degeneration, and I did a 23andMe thing, and I have the chromosomes for it as well.
Oh, really? You know, Craig has that.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's legally blind.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he has it quite severely.
Severely,
to the degree that she does now. But but she's 93.
That's why
Craig is clearly not.
Right, yeah. Craig has had it for a long time.
He's not a day over 80.
No, exactly. No, he's had it since before. we met Craig, Jen and I did, before we were married, about maybe 2 years before we were married. That's kind of when he and Mona started dating, and he had it then. And that's why because he was a truck driver, and he's no longer legally allowed to drive truck.
Disability. I hope.
So
good for him. Well, first of all, it's gotta be a tough thing, because you think about losing your eyesight, and that's that's a pretty scary prospect for those of us who are very visually oriented. But B, Mona's awesome. You know who else? So is Craig, obviously. But I mean, when you were there and we did the podcast while you were there, and they're all, Mona and Jen, and of course Peyton too. But it was just so.
Hey, that's my family. I'm the calm one. But you know who else has macular degeneration? Dame Judi Dench.
Is it Dame or Dom?
Dame.
Is it okay? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's
Grand Dame is what they call Notre Dame.
Right, but that's French. Maybe it's Dom in French.
It's a Dom way to say it. I'll tell you
that. It is a real Dom way to say it.
I know she's a wonderful actress. Oh my goodness,
she really is
amazing. But yeah, I have you seen it? Because I just did. It was the Oscars when Ricky Gervais hosted. I think it was the last one. Whoa. And this is years ago. So I'm not, you know, people are going, that happened like 28 years ago. It was a long time ago, but he was on point
and really
hammered these people. It was just, and there's the famous outtake of Tom Hanks, I think, who's like, maybe offended would be a strong word, but I think, you know, he's probably the most, or certainly one of the most beloved actors of all time. And man, he was just throwing down on, not Hanks necessarily, but on a whole bunch
all
of people.
Of them. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It was just, and he would apologize in advance. I'm so sorry. He says, oh, what the hell? He says, this is my last year. Boom, proceeds to smack people. It's worth looking up if you haven't done
okay,
it yet.
I will.
The Oscars.
Speaking of Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Have you watched 1883 yet?
No, I have not.
1883. Do you know what it is?
It's the prequel to
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Yes.
Yeah.
I was going Tombstone.
So,
Yellowstone.
So the prequel, I'm not going to give too much away, but, and I won't say where it happens. But this is it's a great show for any of you that don't know what it is. It has, Faith Hill and,
Tim McGraw
and come on, John, who else? I was even talking about him with my wife. God, he's been married for over 40 years. It's crazy. Such a great actor. And I really wanted to talk about him. Sam Elliott. I didn't even have to look
at it.
I love Sam Elliott, and he's in there. And he's incredible, because it's takes place in 1883, and it's a they're doing a wagon train basically from Texas to Oregon.
So he was, and just as a quick insert, Sam Elliott was in The Quick and the Dead. And that was also a Western wagon train movie in the 1800s. So, I mean, he was,
which is
made
funny, because he was born in California. I mean, he's like a Malibu.
Oh, no doubt. But he has the mustache,
born and raised.
So he can pull it off, and he's got pipes.
Yep.
Yeah. My favorite
just
line
an incredible
from
actor.
My favorite line from Tombstone.
What is it?
If you are a true Tombstone aficionado, you will know
I'm going to watch it again. I love that show. I love that movie, though. It's a fantastic movie, and he's great in it too. Favorite. He's always, I mean, he is the quintessential cowboy. Absolutely. And just like John Wayne, quintessential cowboy. We just imagine, and neither of them had that upbringing. which is
no crazy. I mean, Elliot's a better actor, no offense to John
oh Wayne, much better actor was, no no he's much better the, actor
the that genre at the time was so silly. It was, everything was a Louis L'Amour novel.
Yeah.
That's kind of how those exactly Westerns were,
but yeah.
But yeah,
anyway, I love 1883 is phenomenal. And during one of the episodes, I won't say what episode it was, but I was watching it, and it was a, I will say it was a flashback scene, but all of a sudden you see this guy in there, and he starts talking to Tim McGraw, and I'm like, that guy looks so familiar. I'm like, no, that can't be. That can't be. So I pull up IMDb, which is my favorite go-to, and yeah, I look it up, and sure enough, it's Tom Hanks.
No kidding.
Just a little bit. I mean, he wasn't even on screen for more than a minute and a half, but he had this tiny little scene, but it was Tom Hanks.
I love that little... they do
those cameos. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Then, like two or three episodes later, I'm sitting there, and the shopkeeper, there was a shopkeeper in a scene with Faith Hill, and I'm like, uh-uh. No way. It's freaking Rita Wilson. Tom Hanks' wife.
Frickin' Rita Wilson. Frickin'.
Yeah. And again, not on screen for more than 2 or 3 minutes.
That's funny.
But you just, I mean, it's hilarious. And there are a lot of other people that just pop in and out, and you're just like, that's seriously? Really?
Good. Have you ever seen That Thing You Do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So that was his Rita first Wilson movie with his new company.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I did not know that. He actually, from what I understand, wrote some of the lyrics to the songs.
Yeah, he did. He wrote, directed, produced that entire movie.
Yeah.
We're talking about Tom Hanks here, guys.
One of my favorite movies, really. There were just so many good parts. There were some weird parts that didn't have great transitions. Sorry, Tom, because I'm sure he's listening. Rita Wilson was the cocktail waitress at the bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where the kid got drunk.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he kind of looks like, I can't think of his name. It's like four names, Tom David. No, whatever. But he kind of looked like Tom Hanks of old. He kind of had that look about him. And Rita Wilson, funny, was sort of hitting on him. You look like my husband used to. It was sort of that
vibe. I remember that, yeah.
But she's feeding him martinis, and he's ordering martinis, and you know, by the end of the night, he's like, oh man, and he was just, you know, falling in love with these with these jazz musicians who were quite incredible. But anyway, she says, my favorite Rita Wilson line from that movie, well, look at you, you're no good to me now. It was just a classic. And one of my favorite movies that is
this whole. Well, you know, there's a very famous Minnesotan in that movie.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, is that who is it?
Steve Zahn. He played Lenny in that movie. Yeah.
Was that Steve Zahn?
Yes.
Okay. I loved him. He was terrific in that movie.
Yeah.
He was
terrific in every movie. He's so funny. He is such a funny actor. Funny. I wish he.
It's just, I'm sorry that he was from Minnesota.
I'm not.
When you say from Minnesota, where he doesn't live there any longer.
No, he doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah, if
he
lives like there. My favorite Minnesotans don't live there anymore.
Well, see, that's me, right? You've got me in that list. Yeah,
I did. Well, see? I shouldn't say that.
Now I've got to look it up.
Lisa's aunts and cousins live there, and I love them, so I don't want to.
See, there you go.
Be too.
Steve Zahn was born in Marshall, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yep.
And where is Marshall, Minnesota?
Somewhere in Minnesota.
Oh, come on, local boy.
I don't know. I know where Marshall, Wisconsin is.
I do, too. Which I know which one's a better town, Ben, because we
both whatever.
Marshall was not far from where we used to live. Was well, obviously it was.
So, did you know the hospital in Marshall?
You're thinking of Marshfield.
Yes, I am. You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was close. So you know that, you know the hospital in Marshfield. Then
I don't know it, but I know there's one there. Okay.
So my stepbrother's wife, her dad was a physician there and has a major wing that's named after him in Marshall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Just little random useless knowledge for everyone.
That's
if you're ever at the Marshfield Hospital or Marshfield Clinic. I think they call it a clinic, don't they?
Probably a clinic.
Yeah,
I would guess. But he has his own wing. That's awesome.
He has his own wing. The Russell Lewis wing.
I'm going to request that if I'm ever there and need some attention.
You should. Yeah. You should.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so we talk a lot in our work and our collective work about targeted advertising. I understand you've gotten some very appropriate targeted advertising.
Oh, geez. So one of my coworkers sent me, we're going to be traveling next week together. And
you actually may need those.
Yeah, right. He sent me a screenshot of the weather, and he's like, "This really sucks. It's because it's going to be chilly where we're going." But when it came in on my phone, because he texted me so quickly afterwards, it moved the picture up, and all I saw was feminine products. It was an ad for feminine products on, and so I'm like, "Why is he sending me feminine products and saying this sucks?" But then when I opened the picture, it was. Maybe
he's tried them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But targeted marketing, obviously they have you.
Targeted marketing. Yeah, nailed it. I was like, why are you using your wife's phone, buddy, to send me this stuff? But
that's pretty funny. Yes, it could be.
Yeah, it could be.
That's very funny. Love that. Yeah, because if you're getting that sort of a time, you may wish to do the ad choices click and see if you can kind of
doctor it a little bit. It's kind of fun though when you're looking at phones and stuff, and when people send you screenshots, is to look at what their ads are pulling up, because then you know not necessarily what type of people they are, but of course what type of ads they were looking at beforehand. Exactly. He might have been on his grocery list app and whatever grocery store he has in his hometown. Maybe. And shopping for those things and putting, because I would do that. I mean, I if I'm shopping online and I'm ordering stuff for the whole family, not just for me.
Of course. Yeah.
So,
Well, you're a mature adult, so that's why
don't insult me like that. I am not a mature
adult. Never air.
Yeah, let's do that with the quotes. Mature adult.
I somebody told me
that I was a mature adult. Shoot him.
No one told me that. Are you kidding? I would say it was you, and it may have been you when you and I talked earlier in the week, and you had said something about a targeted ad that you got, and it was something you were looking at. It was you or somebody else. It doesn't matter. But in whatever I sent, there was a targeted ad, and I'm going, oh, well, when I did the screenshot on mine, because it was a link, it wasn't a screenshot, I'm sorry. But I did it on mine, it popped up things I had been looking at, like teleprompters and stuff. So
right,
But it's funny, you get the same thing and you go, oh, well, this is obviously what I've been shopping for. So,
yeah. Well, it's really bad though when it gets you in trouble, like you're showing your wife something and then she sees what your targeted ads are and you have, like, for me right now, it's Jeep accessories, you know, because she knows, okay, you spent that much on the Jeep, you want to do this, I know you want to do this. Why are you looking at saddlebags for your Jeep? Why are you looking at strip lights or rack lights for your Jeep? Why are you looking at?
But here's the question you can ask, though. You can say, well, obviously it's because I bought a Jeep. Don't you think it would make sense that they would target me as a potential buyer for these things?
I mean, you know what? I'm sorry. My wife is smarter than that. She knows that if
honey, it's called long tail marketing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
This is where
she's like, yeah, I understand that. But when you're looking at third party Jeep tires and wheels, I don't think it's because you bought a Jeep.
I like Jen because she keeps you too. In check.
I'll keep her around.
Well, that's good because she said the same thing to me. Yeah, I keep him around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
because he likes to play duck, duck, gray duck.
Right. I keep it interesting. That's exactly why she keeps me around. No one else keeps it as interesting as I do.
I wondered why you had that circular bed, and it's because it's easier to get around.
Circular. Duck, I think I think the angle in that photo is a little bit wrong. It's heart-shaped, and it spins.
Sorry. I couldn't tell because I think I was blinded by the mirror.
Well, you shouldn't have been looking up.
I wasn't. I was looking. It was a mirror ball. And
that mirror ball. Yeah. No, we've taken that out since. Wasn't that was getting a little bit too distracting.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We couldn't look up to the ceiling.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Staying alive.
There's, yeah. There was a soundtrack.
We were totally going Bee Gees on everyone.
I like that. I miss the Bee Gees.
They're still around. Some of them.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Some of them.
Yeah, Robin's gone and Andy's gone. And
but not the important ones.
Well, Robin was pretty important. Andy had his own TV show or something.
Yeah.
Who's the older one? This Barry is still around, Barry. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Barry the one with the falsetto?
I don't know. I don't know who sang the falsetto, but he had the wolf teeth.
I think it was Barry. He had the wolf teeth. Then it wouldn't have been.
Yeah, when he smiled, there he falsetto had fangs like I do.
Interesting. I got fangs.
That he had because like he had vampire. The big, Teen Wolf hair going on, and yeah.
Well, so now John is frozen, and so you know we don't know what he's really saying right now. I'm going to blame it on him because his is bright red. Oh, there he is. Hi, John. You know what? I'm thinking you right about now. Too. I know. But I'm thinking right about now, I think it's time. You know, it's a little bit short, but, you know, once in a while we have to go for a short episode. This is what it is. I know on next Tuesday when this airs and Bill downloads it to listen to it either on his walk or when he goes to the gym or wherever he listens to it now. Maybe he was planning on going for a walk and it's just a little bit too cold for him to spend 45 minutes to an hour out in the cold. So really shortening it down to a little over 30 minutes, that's probably more apropos or more in line with what our listeners would actually like.
Our targeted audience.
Our targeted audience. Yep. Yes. You're going to see ads everywhere for Potty Mouth Podcast.
Probably so.
And hopefully those ads will send you to wahwahwah.pottymouths.com where you can listen to this episode and all of our past episodes. Check out some of our partner websites like, I was hoping John would come in.
Vehicle Nanny.
Vehicle Nanny and?
And Patched Overalls.
Patched Overalls. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So and? I'm
I don't know.
Who else do we have up there? I don't think we have anyone else.
We love all of you.
We do love all of the people on there.
Yep.
Hopefully we didn't miss anything. If we did, we apologize. We're drunk. And almost. I'm going to go have another one probably, and maybe I will be then.
Have you noticed?
But you know what else? I smell pizza. I smell pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's actually my cologne. I have a little pizza.
That's
cologne.
A good cologne. I really like that
cologne. I know. Best I'm trying to get ever. Away from. I smelled a guy with Obsession on today.
Did it make you obsessed?
You're not old enough.
No, I have Obsession. I have Obsession downstairs. I have half a bottle of Obsession under my sink right now. I do. I never wear it. I probably never did either. 90s. They had it in the 90s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All I heard was the front, and then he froze. So, John, you're frozen. And he's gone, folks. I'm going to hit stop on the recording, and maybe we'll pick it up. Maybe we won't, but we probably will, just to say goodbye to you, because that's what... Oh, there he is. He's back. I was going to shut it off now and just say, screw it, but... what the hell. John?
I don't want to be lost.
It has been a joy. Folks, I apologize for the technical difficulties. It's so rare with us anymore. I thought we had this all figured out, but once in a while, you know, it happens. It happens.
It's good to go old school.
It is good to go old school.
My internet provider is called Smoke Signals, and I think it would be better. But
mine is called Sucky McSucksuck.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
And it's the wrong kind of suck.
Suck, suck, gray suck.
Exactly. See, this is why John and I have a podcast. He was reading my mind, because as soon as that came out of my mouth, is like, shit, people are going to take that the wrong way. That's not what I meant. I was going for the suck, suck, gray suck. But
if you tuned in late, you're going to need to go back.
You are. But I think that's going to be the title of the podcast, is Suck, Suck, Gray Suck.
Oh, good. And my mom will look at it and go, well, there's another one.
I'm not listening to that one. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. John, I hope you have a fantastic week. For those of you who, I hope you all had a great Valentine's Day, because this is coming out the day after. I will be traveling, so my wife is pissed at me. I'm going to have to go make up for that now. And trust me, the 2 dozen roses that I bought her probably won't do the trick. But the chocolates will have done it.
I thought you were going to make up in a different way.
A pizza. Don Juan. Lots of pizza. No. Pizza and vodka.
And Don Juan sort of moves.
Exactly. Exactly. That's, well, it's Don Juan? I thought you said Don Cheadle.
Wow. I love Don Cheadle.
I love Don Cheadle. Actually, I was going for Don Johnson. Yeah. That's what I was. I just couldn't remember the Johnson. Of course, I couldn't remember his name. I wanted to go for the Don Johnson. Anyway, I hope you all have a great week. I've really enjoyed talking to you and with John. And I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. We'll talk to you next week, everyone.
Caw-caw.